You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty. No one has too much trouble envisioning comfort food, but what do you think of when I say discomfort food? That's what Tunde Wei will serve up with the pop-up restaurant he's running from May 2nd to May 5th inside the community space Bank Sui in Hamtramck. Tunde Wei emigrated from Nigeria to Detroit. He opened a restaurant called Revolver in 2013, and then when it closed, he hit the road. He took his discomfort food concept all around the country with a dinner series he called Blackness in America. Tunde Wei has returned to his second home of Detroit for this series of pop-up dinners, and he is with us now. The discomfort food, where the experience is tailored not to your palate, but to your privilege. What does that mean, Tunde?
If you go to restaurants right now, if you go to like a nice fancy restaurant, generally folks there are they want to know who you are, what you like, right? So if it's your birthday, they come out with a cake, sing you happy birthday, all right? So we are already eating according to our privilege. That's already happening. So
even in the way the chef writes the menu.
Exactly. The places that we go to are places that we can afford to go to. Mm-hmm. And so I think my work is about highlighting that. I think a lot of times the spaces that we eat in, there's a lot of concealment of what is happening. We're just focused on the food and what's on the plate, but we don't often question why, like how the food got there and who made the food and who probably has to suffer for that food to be there, you know? So the dinners that I'm doing and the other events that I'm doing here are about sort of like showing what happens before the food, you know?
Yeah. To understand the story of what's on the plate.
Yeah.
How would that work? First of all, tell us the name of this pop-up restaurant that you're going to be doing at Bank Sui.
So I will tell you the name or where it was inspired from.
Yes.
Right. So in the 1800s, a woman from South Africa was taken to Europe and she was paraded as some sort of circus freak attraction. And because she had wide hips, big breasts, and a big backside, and she became the excuse for a certain kind of biological discrimination. White folks at the time used her body as an example of why whites were superior to black folks. And her name is Saadtke Bartman. And so I sort of like took her name and I used it for this series because what she represents among many things is the exploitation of black folks, but also the invisibilization of us as well. And so I wanted to make clear and make visible all the things that we should be talking about at the table, but we don't.
So give me an idea of what will happen if I come to dinner at Bank Sui while you have this pop-up restaurant Saadtke going on, again, May 2nd through May 5th. So what will happen? How will it be different from going out to dinner in any other place?
Well, a lot of what is going to happen, I can't say.
Okay.
Because
you want the element of surprise.
Yeah. I mean, it's not going to be crazy, but it's going to be necessary in this space. The idea for the pop-up and the idea for the other events that I am doing is to explore power. And so in this space, we're going to talk about what it means to transform communities in a more sustainable way. I think currently we're invested in a paradigm that is more concerned with profit-making, or we're invested in a sort of philanthropic model that is about control. You know, like how can somebody outside of a community decide what the community needs? So we want to talk about communities owning their resources and decisions. And with that, or how that plays out in the dining room, folks will have to just come and find out.
To come and see. What kind of food are you going to serve?
Delicious food, first of all. But I'm Nigerian. I cook Nigerian food. I think the menu is going to be some staples from where I'm from. So jollof rice, plantains. We're doing duck soup, stuff like that.
And then this broad experience of...
Yeah, I know. I'm being super vague.
Being super vague because you don't want to take the curtain. Don't want to draw the curtains apart too quickly.
Yeah, it's important for me to like create a universe in the space, right? A universe that like is disconnected from what's happening outside of the space so that people are immersed in the experience.
Now, you were part of Detroit's restaurant scene with Revolver in 2013. When you look at it now, I know you've been traveling around and you've been in a lot of other cities, so you've got some perspective. When you look at Detroit's restaurant scene now, what do you see?
I think, like, I've had the opportunity to be nominally successful. So people know my name, some people. And I say that to say, I got an email from an agent in New York, and she said, there's a book coming out, and I want you to write a blurb for the book. This agent she's wonderful, you know, has tremendous power in the food scene. And the book is being written by a lady who is a cook, a chef in Detroit. She's pretty popular, and she's also a wonderful person. She's white. And my response to the agent was, you know, Detroit is an 80% black city, and there's so many amazing, talented black people cooking and serving food, but very few of them getting that sort of recognition. And I said, if I have any social capital, at least enough for somebody from New York to email me to write a blurb, I would rather reserve that capital and apply it towards a person of color. So when I think of Detroit's food scene, I think of whiteness and white people. It is problematic that a scene that represents a city that is overwhelmingly black is overwhelmingly white. And I think this is something that we all have to think about. It's not sustainable. You can't create a sustainable, diverse community when you don't have diversity in the community, or you don't even have representation.
And how do you do that then? How do you change what is?
Well, we first have to acknowledge that it's a problem. You know, I don't hear a lot of folks in the Detroit food scene acknowledging that it's a problem. I mean, some folks do, but I think we need to say that more and more and more. Like, we need more money going to black restaurant owners in Detroit. We need more black folks in the magazines, in the newspapers. We need agents signing black folks to write books. You know, we need a spectrum of responses, but we first need to acknowledge that there's a problem.
What do you hope people will take away if they come to Sartka at Hamtramck and have a meal and an experience that you're designing to be an experience of discomfort, to push people out of their comfortable silos?
Yeah, so I want to say that the dinners aren't designed to make people uncomfortable, right? They're designed to make people realize what the problems are and maybe spur some action. And discomfort just happens to be the byproduct of the learning. You know, so I was telling a friend that, you know, you go to the gym not to have sore muscles, but to get a workout. And the sore muscles just happen to come with that.
The sweat, the sore muscles.
Exactly.
That part,
So I don't want to have people uncomfortable just because. But I do want people to continue the work, to continue to learn and to be aware and to grow. And my dinners or my events aren't magic. They're not going to change your life, you know. But they could be one part of many things that you do continuously to begin to address these questions.
Well, you can get information on Tunde Way's Sartka at the website. It's saartj.com. saartj.com. You can get all the details and tickets by going to that website. Tunde Way, thank you so much for sharing your work with us.
Thank you. I appreciate it.